Coming up next on WNCW is this week's Friday feature interview of the week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week, we're going to focus on PAL, that's Partners for Active Living, whose partnerships, policies, and programs inspire being healthy and active in Spartanburg County. My guest this morning is the executive director with PAL, Laura Ringo. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's great to talk to you again. Let's first of all start out by letting you tell our audience about some of the history when it comes to PAL.
Sure. Partners for Active Living started in 2003 after a community study of what are the greatest health risks facing the Spartanburg community. And there were a list of five of those, two of which were diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And there were great organizations focused on serving clients with those diseases. But the conversation really turned to how do we get ahead of those diseases and prevent people from getting them in the first place? And so that's why Partners for Active Living was formed. Our take at the time was physical activity. And we know that physical activity is one of those behaviors that can help prevent people from having some chronic diseases that plague us.
Laura, how would you say PAL's efforts have grown or expanded in recent years?
I think initially we were really focused on walking and biking around Spartanburg. And the reason we were really focused on those two behaviors is because they tend to be the most sustainable and the activities that people can hopefully stick with. Because it's not requiring people to carve out a couple extra hours out of their week to do, let's say, a workout. Although those are great if people do them, keep going. Trying to find behaviors that can become ingrained as part of our lifestyle. And so we're continuing to do that, but we really do a lot more work now around kind of the larger conversation about preventative health. So we're doing a lot around looking at healthy eating, working with school partners and after-school programs on how to incorporate healthier snacks for the students that are part of those programs, really trying to take a broader look at both physical activity and healthy eating.
Since what's developed due to COVID-19, how would you say that PAL and its associates has been affected?
Sure, yeah. It's such an unusual and somewhat unnerving time. Well, there's been a couple of things. First, we've had some events canceled. We own and operate the Spartanburg B-Cycle system, which are the rentable bikes that we have around town. So we have shut that system down because we could not ensure that people were using hand sanitizer and didn't want to be part of the spread of the virus. We also typically in our work, we're looking at, we call it PSE, policy, system, and environmental changes to address health. And we have shifted that and are able to now use some grant funding from the Duke Endowment to help address some immediate needs. And so we've been grateful that our funders have been flexible. And what that has meant for us is we've been convening the emergency food providers in Spartanburg County just in very recent, right before the COVID timeframe started. And we were looking at how do we work with these emergency food providers to help them get healthier food to their clients. Well, now we're able to use our funding to buy produce from local farmers and give those to food banks, different places that are distributing food. So that's been one shift. I don't know that that'll be a long-term role for us. It's been a great, I think, short-term shift for us.
Our guest on this week's Friday feature from WNCW is Laura Ringo, the Executive Director of Partners for Active Living in the upstate of South Carolina, Spartanburg County, to be exact. Laura, I was looking at your website recently, and one of the things you remind everybody about, you guys continue the hope of expanding more trails there in Spartanburg County.
We do. So we are working on an expanded trail system. There are a couple of shorter, small trails in Spartanburg that have been highly used and beloved or loved by the community. And so we're working on expanding those. So we've created a map that has a network outlined, and it's called the Daniel Morgan Trail System. And so we're looking at a 32-mile trail system that we are plugging away at. And right now we're working with Spartanburg County government to put in an application for a large federal infrastructure grant. So right now we're looking at applying for $17 to $18 million and about 14 or 15 new miles of trail over on the west side. So it's an ambitious ask, but we felt like if we wanted to really be serious about getting this a trail system expanded, we needed to try to leverage some dollars from outside of our community.
Fantastic, and good luck with that. What are still some of the other important projects that PAL's working towards?
I think trail expansion is our biggest focus right now. We are also working on a bike park that is on one of our existing trails. It's on the Mary Black Foundation Rail Trail. And the bike park, it's going to be called the Vic Bailey Subaru Bike Park. We'll have big dirt jumps, some small dirt jumps. It's going to have some wooden features. There are going to be a number of different skill levels. So you can be a really new rider who is not wanting to do big jumps and there will be something for you, or you can be a really seasoned rider and the park should support both. And then another project we're working on is we're starting to look at a community food center. How do we support local farmers and local distribution of the food that is grown in the upstate? So that's something that I think we're trying to figure out what our role is and what that will look like, but we're excited to explore that.
And Laura, if somebody wanted to find out more about PAL or even get involved, how could they do so?
They can check out our website. It is active-living.org. They can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Partners for Active Living.
Fantastic. Laura Ringo with PAL, Partners for Active Living, our guest this morning on the Friday feature. Laura, you stay well, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. You as well, Paul.
Podcast of the Friday feature is also available on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.